Anyone see young person's question time this week?
No.
No, it was Dermot, wasn't it? Oh, no, Richard, rather, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good.
I'd had enough of the budget by that stage, to be honest.
Yeah. I tell you, it was amazing. It was Haig.
Was he?
God, yeah.
William Haig.
It was phenomenal.
It's my William Haig impression.
Yeah. I've got this thing in the garage, sitting in there to go to the dump pile. I can't just bring myself to. It was like, when we got married, we had, instead of a wedding cake, we had like little buns, and my dad got his saw out and he made from scratch this like tiered
made
cake.
A bun stand.
He made a bun stand.
Wow. I did, Krispy Kremes, yeah.
And
classy.
It's obviously years and years ago now, it's in a right old cobwebby mess in the corner, but I can't quite
no,
throw
that's
it
a,
out.
No, that's a bit of family history.
Oh, my dad made that on my wedding.
Yeah, no, if you're worried about what that might do to the equilibrium, tear a wormhole.
And what if someone else in the family, you know, in the future goes,
needs a bun stand.
Just wonder, for my wedding, it'd be really nice to have the same bun stand.
The
better than passing on the old
ant.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. What's a haps? I bet you we're rolling.
Are we rolling?
He is, isn't he? He's like Julian Assange, isn't he, in there? Just trying to catch us off guard.
So.
Welcome to the audio boo. Welcome to the audio boo. Welcome
audio
to
boo.
The audio boo.
I didn't know we had a theme tune.
No. It's just a little jazz riff Chris and I just started.
Audio boo, just doing a do.
So you've moved the mattress.
Finally, it's only taken about 3 weeks. It's been standing up because I bought a new mattress in my spare room. It's been there for about 4 years since we like moved in, and it was only after my father-in-law, after staying there, decided to pipe up after 4 years, even though they've stayed in it loads of times, telling me that it was a disgrace, the mattress. He felt like he'd had 20...
What, is he some kind of mattress inspector?
He said, I feel like I've had 20 lashes.
How would he
sleeping
know?
In that bed.
He used to be a pirate.
Oh, I see, yeah.
But wait, if you don't sleep in the spare room, how
you
do you know,
know
you've got a bad mattress? So no. I did lay on it, and I have to say, a couple of the springs were sticking up into your back. It was a bit dodgy, so I bought a new one.
But you've finally. Got Lindsay, for years now, they've been saying, how much do we really want to go and see Lindsay? Because we've got to
stay on that mattress.
No, he did actually say that it was. They had a discussion about whether they should come up because he didn't want to sleep in the spare bed.
And also, that means, so what about your parents? They would have stayed in that bed. Did they like the rough feel of it?
My parents
up north
have slept in it loads of times. And my husband said, well, how come your mum and dad haven't said anything? He said, yeah, but your dad's on it. The time he gets in there.
But when you try and move a mattress, those things are a nightmare, especially the ones that haven't got any kind of thing to grab onto, and they don't want to be moved. I think the world's strongest man, part of that competition, should be trying to move a mattress up and down three stairs.
To fold it in two.
They don't
want to
be folded.
They don't. No, they're not made to fold.
Awful things.
We managed to get it to fold, but it took a while. It was like the Chuckle Brothers.
So has it been on its side, like in the road? By the house? Or
No.
Mine was the other week. We got a new mattress and they said, look, we'll take the old one away for £20. I was like, brilliant. I don't have to do the fold, the move. £20. Great.
Worth 20 quid of
however,
anyone's money.
The swap over period, old mattress outside, new one coming in. Outside the house, standing there, and it had been a mattress that we'd had for a long time. It wasn't what I would say mint condition. It was like a Turin shroud.
Yeah.
Kids have slept on there, young girls. They'd had accidents on there.
Sure.
Got quite an elderly wife
it
as well.
It looked like something out of Shameless outside your
people
house.
People were coming by looking at this great big thing, right? Laughing at it. It was in a terrible state.
The vertical mattress, the vertical mattress outside the house is a sign. What it says to passers-by is...
Tramps live here.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Griswolds are inside.
They shouldn't stand it up. If you're putting a mattress outside, you should at least lie it flat so everyone can have a little bounce on the
way
past.
No, that's right. And also, I think it's actually... It's not giving the mattress any dignity.
No.
It feels like it's bare to the world.
Did you not feel bad, though, for just taking it to the tip? I did. I kept saying, surely we should be, like, taking it to a homeless shelter or something.
Well, homeless people can go, oh, cover back!
I've
just
been lashed.
The guy in top loader.
I'm going back to the doorway. This is the most uncomfortable shelter ever.
Give it to your home. Yeah. Homeless people crying out for uncomfortable sleeping arrangements.
It did feel bad. It's like we got rid of an old telly as well a couple of years ago.
Lots of homeless people.
No, one of those, you know, the big old ones and with the backing, which you can't get anymore. And no one wanted it. We tried old people's homes.
Those things
no
weigh
one wanted
a ton
it.
As well,
they're like,
they?
No. You couldn't give it away.
There's loads of really annoyed homeless people near Lindsay going, like, I went to the shelter and it was honestly. Sleep, the most uncomfortable night's sleep I've ever had. It wasn't even a flat screen. It was rubbish.
I think we should have a Five Live car boot sale where we can all bring stuff